When did they put the cover over the pool?
Well, at first there was just a small pool, and then there were soaking in the real hot water. There were two pools, small, like size of three bathtubs, in the rooms, and they were very, very hot. And that was in the men's section and the women's section. Well, then there were other owners, and I think it was Jack Tripp and Bob Casey that put, in 1973, put the big pool in mm-hmm. and the cover on it.
Over.
Mm-hmm. The big A-frame. When it rained, whoo, it sounded like, you know, it was magnified on that real long A-frame, and it sounded like the whole world it would be washed away, but it was just the sounding of it.
Sometime in the 80s then was when they took down that.
Yes, it deteriorated. Always there was deterioration because of the, you know, the fumes or the water from things, even in the little pool. They thought they'd insulate up there and keep it warm. Well, then the sawdust, they insulated with sawdust, that was all they had to insulate with. And they had to take that all down because it became mildewed. And there was always a problem of condensation, always.